Simple.
It is a Monday. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Let's get this Monday and Tuesday out the way. J. Anthony Brown.
I mean, damn, we was just here.
Not even 20 minutes.
I know. So what's going on, y'all?
Yeah, it's going to be a long, long Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, long one. A long
Come
one,
on, man. Wednesday.
Okay.
I never thought
You're
I'd say that.
Wednesday,
I know, right?
I can't wait for a Wednesday.
Come on, Wednesday.
We'll make it. We'll make it, man.
Yep. Okay. Last night, Tom Joyner and LeBron James strapped Cavaliers on. Last night, LeBron James and Tom Joyner. That's what I should have said. Not Tom Joyner and LeBron James. LeBron James and Tom Joyner strapped the Cavaliers on their backs.
And won the game.
And won the game in overtime. What a thrill. Yes. You're welcome, Cleveland. You're welcome. We still got more work to do.
And they spent the weekend asking you to get off the bandwagon.
I know. And if now if we could just get some support.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just LeBron and me. We're the only ones out there working. Everybody else is like standing around watching LeBron.
Now that part he's right about, Sybil. He's absolutely right about that. It's almost as if they bought a ticket to be in at the game.
Right.
This is a good game. You're
playing. They might as well put a folding chair out there so they can sit up there and watch it.
This is an amazing seat.
This is amazing. This guy is amazing.
Just standing
watch
there.
Him. Wow. Look at there.
Look at that dude. Who is that dude?
He's good.
As your teammate, man, help out. You're right, player. I have to give you that one. And the other question about LeBron's hair, you cannot stop thinking about LeBron's hair. Is he seeding his hair, or what is he doing?
Seeding.
It's like grass.
That chia pet stuff. Does he have?
Where you the paste you put all
is
over the
Is it growing
forehead?
Or falling out? What's happening there?
It's a work in progress.
I don't know, man.
But that's not the issue.
Man.
No, sometimes it is the issue, but there's nothing else going
that's
on.
That's not the issue.
And it's like J.R. Smith and the rest of them are just sitting around watching his hair grow.
Watching
or
his
lose
hair
it.
Grow. He really needs to be like Mike and cut it all off. That's what he needs to do, man. He really
not
does.
Everybody's meant to have a bald head.
Do you realize that Mike that Mike cut his hair off long before it started?
Yeah.
Started leaving. And so that's all anybody knows. But remember the first couple of years, especially when he came out of college?
Yeah.
It was thin.
Yeah, it was thin.
And he cut it all off before anybody could say anything.
And his daddy probably said, here, son, this is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And so let's go from there.
Yeah.
He needs to go like Mike.
Yeah, he needs to.
Don't tell that to Scottie Pippen, though.
Don't tell that to that.
And congratulations, Serena.
Yeah, won her 20th.
Oh, my God.
With the flu sip?
Yeah, and she was better.
Was she coughing?
She was better.
She was a little
Saturday,
better this time, player.
But not as sick as she was during the semifinals. But she still was very sluggish in the beginning. And then she kind of had to rally herself to get up in there and finish her off.
Whoop that white girl. Ooh.
But ooh, for all of the good that she did,
so
it's all of the
there.
Ugliness. Over there.
Everywhere. You're right, Sybil.
They hate this woman.
Why?
She's
black. Same reason they hate the president, because he's black.
What are their reasons for hating him?
She's a big, lumbering woman. They don't like the way she grunts when she hits the ball back. They're comparing her to animals, and it's really ugly. It's really ugly. And it just came out in full force on Saturday after her win in the French Open.
Chrissy Everett?
No, this is like all of social media and all of the people across all platforms of social media just really being ugly about her. It's really just...
Woman gets out there with the flu and wins.
Yeah.
And you got the...
And all you can talk about is how she looks and she doesn't... She's not attractive. She's... What is disturbing to you about the way she sounds and, you know...
Really?
Yeah. Really?
You know, people always put stuff on the end of an ass whooping. You know that, Sybil. When you get that ass whooped, there's always something on the end.
Always something, huh?
Yeah, he called me on a bad day. He sucker punched me. And, you know, all kind of stuff goes on the end of ass whooping. So that's what they're doing.
No, I think that social media allows people to be so mean and so ugly. And it's just unfair.
What's going on with Brittany Griner and her wife?
What's going on?
Glory.
Same thing we say. Glory Johnson.
Yeah.
They want the. Brittany wants the marriage annulled?
Yeah.
It's only been 28 days?
What do we say?
This is after the fight and after the announcement that of the pregnancy?
Yeah.
Now Brittany says, hell no. I can't stand.
And whatever their issues are, you know,
it's marriage.
No.
Okay. You don't try to act like it's not. They were doing fine.
No, they weren't.
Until they got married.
They weren't.
They were fighting because one did not want to get married. I'm here to tell you.
That's what the fight was about.
That's what the fight's about.
But now there's a child involved, and that's the really disturbing part.
We always say same sex, same problem.
Same problem.
No, she really is a ball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, you have mental issues in there, too, because this is, and this poor child is going to come into this relationship, however fractured it is, and going to be the victim of all of this.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. The child is going to be the victim in all of this.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
And that's really very disturbing.
Right. Well, what did they fight about in the first place?
I want to get married. What are y'all talking about?
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
And does the father of the child have anything to do with the breakup?
Probably a sperm donor. I'm not sure about that, but probably a sperm donor.
Okay. And how was it donated?
Yeah.
Well, probably a turkey baster somewhere in there. I don't know. But I'm not. I don't think that they went through the motions to answer your question.
Okay.
It's to your mama. How about that? I don't know how they did it. Right?
Oh. Okay.
Huh.
I don't
know. You're sick, man.
I am. I am very sick.
Same sex, same problem.
That's what he says.
Same problem.
If this were two guys, I mean, if this was a guy and a heterosexual relationship,
we'd be saying this pretty much the same thing.
Same thing. We'd be saying the same thing.
Poor child once again.
Yeah. Poor child.
So it's Monday, and today after the show, the first of two services for my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We are here in Jackson, Mississippi, and the service here in Jackson is at 11 o'clock. Then we caravan
to Tuskegee.
To Tuskegee for the second service on Tuesday, tomorrow. So this is going to be a long
two
days.
And this is why you say Wednesday
come on Wednesday.
Soon enough.
What time is it now?
I know, right?
What the heck is this?
It's gonna be
a good celebration. Yeah. Thanks to everybody who put together the work to make this happen, and support all of the support that I support and condolence messages I've been getting. Thank you so much.
And you got them. Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Got them from Lamarck, Texas, the high school. Went there on Friday night and promised them that we would give them a shout out because they really missed you.
I was supposed to be the graduation speaker. At Lamarck High School.
In Lamarck, Texas. And
which is right outside of Houston.
It's between Houston and Galveston.
And Sybil stood in for me.
And it was really nice.
Yeah.
It was really, really nice.
And, did you turn it out?
I tried. I tried to do my best. I tried to do my best and got the proclamation for Tom Joyner Day and everything.
Thank you.
And everybody from the superintendent of schools, the head of the Board of Trustees, everybody sent their love and condolences to you. And it was a lovely evening.
All right. Let's get this party started and get it out the way.